This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those that have chosen not to evacuate and they're on our coast, it's too late.
That's Florida's Governor Rick Scott speaking this morning as a powerful and by some estimations monstrous Category 4 Hurricane Michael is heading for the Florida Panhandle.
I'm disappointed if anybody didn't evacuate, but especially any kids that weren't evacuated, because 12 feet, think about this, 12 feet of storm surge. Water's going to come up. It's going to cover your roof. You do not have a chance to survive that. So I'm very concerned.
The storm expected to hit within the next few hours before heading up into Georgia, Alabama, and the Carolinas, which certainly don't need any more rain after the flooding from Hurricane Florence. Several airports on the Florida Panhandle are now closed because of the storm. And the National Hurricane Center is calling Michael, in its words, potentially catastrophic. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The family of the driver involved in Saturday's deadly limousine crash in upstate New York is putting a spotlight on the vehicle's safety record. A lawyer for the family of Scott Lesnickia says he thought he was driving a safe vehicle when he and 19 others died in that crash. Investigators say the limo, in fact, had been ordered out of service, having had problems with its brakes and tires. But they've also said Lesnickia was not licensed to drive such a vehicle. At a rally in Council Bluffs, Iowa yesterday, President Trump speaks about a proposal he's made to allow year-round sales of gasoline with higher blends of the corn-based fuel ethanol.
We are unleashing the power of E15 to fuel our country all year long.
Farmers in Iowa and other states have been pushing for greater sales of ethanol. The EPA currently doesn't allow the sale of gas with more than 15% of ethanol in it because of possible smog. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 22-year-old woman who attends the University of Florida in Gainesville has been held at the International Airport in Tel Aviv for a week. Lara Al-Kasem was recently the president of a student group that supports boycotting Israel in support of Palestinians, and she was traveling to Israel to study, but authorities say she either has to renounce that boycott movement or go back to the U.S. Al-Kasem is appealing her deportation. A Georgia man says he had the police called on him last weekend because he was BWB, babysitting while black.
That's crazy.
I know.
Corey Lewis runs a youth mentor program in Cobb County, and he was babysitting two white children on Saturday, ages 6 and 10, friends of the family, when a woman came up to him at Walmart and wanted to talk to the kids and said she was calling the police. The woman later following him around and right into his neighborhood when an officer did show up.
So I got two kids on babysitting. We ate at Subway at Walmart. Went and got some gas. She pulled up talking about some, are the kids okay?
This from a video that Lewis made when the cops showed up.
Please explain to the officer who Mr. Lewis is, please.
The children telling the cop that Lewis is a friend of the family, and the children's parents confirmed it later in the day. And Taylor Swift named Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards, winning last night also for Favorite Pop Rock Album, Favorite Pop Rock Female Artist, and Tour of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Live. Hey, that's what we do here at the intersection of faith and country. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live as we do every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome, Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Mr. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to have you here with us. Boy, I'll tell you, we've gone through a couple of weeks. Mob rule element has really exposed itself for us. And, court is in session with the ninth jurist in place, all on the same team. And, it really divided this country and really has got us thinking seriously about, are we going to, be a law and order country? Are we going to follow the rule of law, or are we going to allow these mob elements to come in and disrupt everything?
Well, it's pretty clear that we've gotten an opportunity, the American people, to see that there are some among us who reject the very premise of self-government. The idea is not I get my own way. The idea is that I operate within a protocol where I try, like you do, almost every day that you're on. I shouldn't say almost every day. Almost every day you're on. Mm-hmm. You try to help persuade people to the values, the principles, and the ideas that you think are going to be great for the country. It's not easy. It's work. It requires effort. It requires research. It requires doing it in a way that keeps an audience. The left has decided we don't like the hard work. We don't want to spend the time persuading. We want what we want, and we're going to get it one way or the other. And they have gone well past unruly to actually dangerous. There is no difference between a mob rule and a dictatorship and a plutocracy where elites rule. There isn't any difference. The thing is, there is no consent of the governed, and there is no idea that the community as a whole gets to have a say in what the outcome is. This is dangerous, but it's been very helpful for the American people to see them for who they are.
I guess, Horace, maybe what's happened, you know, to your point here, the elites have had their way for such a long time, and they thought, well, just because of, that's the way it's been, that's the way it should always be. And, you know, 2016 elections really upset the apple cart for them, and they're not happy about that. You know, elites want to be elites. They love that special treatment, and if not, they'll just blow everything up because it's all about power, is it not?
Well, it's definitely about power. And the issue here is that if you wish to change who your senator is, you explain to your neighbors what you want, what you think is a good idea, and what you think this other person might bring to the table. What you don't do is say, I am going to raise $1 million if you don't vote exactly as I say you're going to do. I've watched for 30 or 40 years, and the left says it is evil that if you bring resources or finances or money to the table and attempt to influence the outcome of the election. Now, I've never been persuaded of that argument, but the very people who say that should not be allowed have shown themselves unprincipled, because immediately upon a critical vote in their eyes, they said, we wish to use money as a muscle to force the outcome that we want. Very, very revealing of their mindset. But the whole fight over the Supreme Court isn't about abortion as much as they say it is. It's a lot about that, but the main thing that it is about is making the court do the hard work that they don't want to do. Making the court step in and act as a super legislature and requiring the court to do the work instead of them persuading their neighbor. Many of your listeners may forget, it seems like gay marriage is such a natural and normal and accepted, widely accepted idea. When Californians had a chance to vote on the idea, Californians rejected it. Not because Californians are bigots, but because the hard work of persuasion was simply not done.
Right.
What the leftists are most angry about is this court, as properly constituted with five originalists, will be unwilling to take its own personal views and force those on people, but instead will continually insist you and you and you and you are going to have to do the hard work of persuasion. Right. This outrages them.
Well, as you mentioned, California happened to be there when 8 million votes were vacated, Horace, by an activist judge. This has been judicial activism, and you can cite it even before Roe v. Wade in 73. I mean, it had been raising its head up time and again, and what had happened, of course, as history has pointed out here, and as it's been documented, is with the increase of activist judges, then, you know, the left was happy to go and, you know, mom wasn't going to give them what they wanted, so they're going to go to dad. And dad's an activist, and they're getting, you know, laws passed and that. And to me, I mean, you talk about separation of powers here, Horace, and I mean, you're the legal scholar and professor on this. You know, the question is how can this be when there should be a separation of powers? It is not the court to make laws. That is the legislature, and why the legislature isn't in an uproar over this and seeing that their powers are being lessened as a result of this activism.
Our entire constitutional system is predicated on the idea that if government is going to exist, it inevitably is going to risk trampling on the liberty of the individual. And so we decided that we're going to create tripwires to minimize the likelihood that that liberty will be infringed upon. We're going to divide government up into three separate federal operations. corporations, and then we're going to set up a federal and non-federal operation. We're going to limit the specific powers of the government. All of these things were designed to protect liberty, not to guarantee any particular outcome. The left hates that.
Well, that was on full display the past couple of weeks. And, you know, when we come back, I'm going to share with you what Nancy Pelosi had to share with everybody. It was quite revealing. It was pretty honest on her part. But this is what they do. I mean, it is amazing. Stay tuned. We've got more from Horace Cooper after this. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bill, you haven't noticed? The left is unhinged!
The difference is we don't engage in the politics of personal destruction.
The fact is that if we just talk about the issues, for example, I think it would be interesting to people in these districts to know that the Speaker wants to take away the guarantee of Medicare. So I think talking about issues is where we should be. What is the difference in one person being Speaker than another? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic. And it's self-evident. But I think I'm worth the trouble, quite frankly.
Now, you heard her clearly here, okay? This is from her lips to our ears. Horace Cooper, you know, to your point, I mean, the Democrats continue to self-indict and expose themselves, and she's laying out this tactic. Now, is this not what we went through with Judge Kavanaugh?
So, absolutely. The left rejects the idea that the principles that we should use as part of persuasion and debate are appropriate. They instead, Judge Kavanaugh said, now Justice Kavanaugh, have a smear and destroy mission, and they regularly undertake this. Whether it is some personal failure that they like to highlight and pretend that it's relevant, or that you're going to push grandma off the cliff, or you're going to starve people, or you're going to burn down the churches of blacks, any other false claim they can come up with, they do. They do it regularly. It's the first order of business because they are not willing to sit down with the American people and simply say, I have a $5 trillion budget-busting program. It is going to now cost you probably about a third of you your job, and the rest of you, it's going to cost you about 40% of your income. Please come on board with that. Well, obviously, it's going to take a lot of hard work to convince people of that kind of insanity. So what you do is you smear the opponent and you get in and you ram it down people's throats the way that they did Obamacare, or you get the court to come in and do it as they did in public education programs all across the country. They got the court, which has no business deciding what tax rates ought to be. They got the court to order payments and even tax rates in a number of jurisdictions all across the country. This is because they do not wish to actually engage the American people in persuasion. They reject the premise of self-government.
And the thing's amazing is not only have they done that to the people, but they did this with the courts, with, you know, what they, you know, did with Trump and the whole Russian collusion deal and this FOIA, the FOIA request. And, you know, and I'm still waiting, Horace, you know, when does the FISA court get have some sort of retribution here on this deal that nobody's gone to jail. It's clear this thing stings to high heaven. And they merchandised this whole story, and instead of selling it to reporters, and eventually they did, and the reporters, of course, did their bidding, and all of a sudden that justifies, and of course they go to the court and they say, see, look at, you know, the thing that they leaked out to the reporters, they're out there, they've done this smear campaign, and they convince the FISA court that, you know, they need to, they need to get control of this deal.
So I take a slightly different view on this. I agree with what you outlined. I am troubled by what you outlined. I want to assert that we as a country face a very, very grave threat internationally. And we absolutely need all of the tools possible to make sure that we can minimize, thwart even, or detect and capture after the fact, if necessary, those who wish to harm us. That problem has not gone away.
Exactly.
What I have observed is that the left rejects this idea. And because they reject this idea, they imperil the very tools. The technique that they use to bring the president into what is just a very, very high-tech smear effort actually imperils the very ability of our intelligence operations to carry out the activities. Once we get into the business of sharing all of the details of how our intelligence operates, we're going to do on a global scale what we did when someone was briefed on Capitol Hill during the Bush administration and told that Osama bin Laden had a satellite phone that we had been tracking.
Yes.
He immediately publicized that information. This is the threat. They are willing to throw out our security for their own political ambitions, and the American people are left in a much more dangerous position as a result.
I agree with that, and this is all about abuse, and if there's nothing there to stop it, and, you know, I'll tell you what, the people can start to stop it because we got an election just around the corner here that we can address here, but that is something, again, this is what our government's all about. It really demands an activated, knowledgeable citizenry so
that
you understand what is happening. Now, it's gotten this bad. And I know you can't, it's hard to believe you're going, Nancy Pelosi just said what it is that they're doing and how the mainstream media is complicit in all this. Can't you see that we're all being worked, that all these lies and smears are all there? It's all part of a tactic so that they can get what they want, as you say, not do the hard work. Let's just short circuit the process here. And meanwhile, we the people are taking it on the chin and they're happy to be in power and, you know, everything keeps rolling merrily along, I guess.
You know, I sympathize with the struggle of the American middle class that for more than a decade has not had the opportunity that this bountiful country was capable of providing them. Over the last 18 months, they have gotten to see, all of America has gotten to see what the potential is.
Exactly.
Let's compare that potential with what we see in European countries. European countries that have adopted the radical left ideas of broad government interference. They live in smaller houses. They have fewer resources to use for their own purposes and desires. They have a less number of entrepreneurship. A lot of the things that we take for granted, we'd have to give up if the left got its way. And guess what? They can't defend themselves from the threats they face, and we, the American people, have been paying for it. Who is going to stand up for us? If we cripple ourselves, if we let the left do it, who will stand up and say, okay, we'll take on that burden? I look around, I don't see anyone else willing to do it. If we don't do it, it won't happen.
Exactly. We the people, without a doubt. And Horace, as you mentioned, you know, the smaller houses of the common folk in these foreign countries, but who's living in the big houses?
Absolutely. And they have gotten themselves trapped into a situation where it is almost impossible to get around it. In these other countries, you are called a bigot. You are presumed to be a racist if you say that the existing order is something that you reject. Here in America, it is almost, not quite, but almost synonymous. Conservatism or being a Republican is almost synonymous in the eyes of the elite with racism and bigotry. This is what we face, and if we do not stand up, defend ourselves, and protect the country that our framers created, we could lose it all.
Well, you're exactly right, Horace, and this is what really is in the balance here. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing. This is about the United States of America, our very soul, that is all at risk right now, and that the Democrats are dragging through the mud, all for, you know, their ultimate desire, which is not consistent with our U.S. Constitution. Horace Cooper. Thank you, Horace.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those that have chosen not to evacuate and they're on our coast, it's too late.
That's Florida's Governor Rick Scott speaking this morning as a powerful and by some estimations monstrous Category 4 Hurricane Michael is heading for the Florida Panhandle.
I'm disappointed if anybody didn't evacuate, but especially any kids that weren't evacuated, because 12 feet, think about this, 12 feet of storm surge. Water's going to come up. It's going to cover your roof. You do not have a chance to survive that. So I'm very concerned.
The storm expected to hit within the next few hours before heading up into Georgia, Alabama, and the Carolinas, which certainly don't need any more rain after the flooding from Hurricane Florence. Several airports on the Florida Panhandle are now closed because of the storm. And the National Hurricane Center is calling Michael, in its words, potentially catastrophic. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Thanks, Wayne. Like us fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I don't know if you caught this or not. The Gateway Pundit was reporting, this is from the former Obama Attorney General, Eric Holder himself, who's considering running for president in 2020. Now, tell me this isn't consistent with the mob rule that we just experienced. Now, and also keep in mind, this is a former Attorney General of the United States of America. On Friday, this is the kind of incendiary rhetoric he used to call on liberals to use their rage, quote unquote, to vote to be rid of these people, singling out Republicans in the Senate who supported Kavanaugh and have used their majority power to control nominations to the court. Holder wrote Saturday morning, he says, with the confirmation of Kavanaugh and the process which led to it and the treatment of Merrick Garland, the legitimacy of the Supreme Court can justifiably be questioned. The court must now prove through its work that it is worthy of the nation's trust. I'll tell you, this is so incendiary, it borders on treason, in my humble opinion. And I want to bring Jenny Beth Martin here, the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, does this strike you as beyond incendiary. I mean, it's almost treasonous with this mob rule and the rhetoric that's flying out there. You know, you've got Rand Paul, you know, this morning saying, you know, we got to tap this thing down. Somebody's going to get killed here.
Yes, I don't think that it's almost incendiary. I think it is incendiary. We are seeing destruction of property. We're seeing people who have been harmed by people on the left. The people on the left, when they look at what happened in Oregon over the weekend,
yes.
These people who were redirecting traffic, the Antifa activists, if you want to even call them activists, who were redirecting traffic, chasing people down, yelling and screaming at them. If they questioned at all what Antifa was doing, they called the people white supremacists. Never mind the fact that the Antifa people were white who were causing the problems.
Well, you know, when you look at where we are today, and I know you're writing an article, or maybe you already have written and I just haven't had a chance to see it, but I understand, you know, in doing a comparison of the mob rule protesting that we experienced the last couple of weeks versus the Tea Party movement, I mean, there was a clear dichotomy where you had, you know, I would say patriots, people that were freedom-loving people that are saying, hey, look, we need to do something about our government. It's running out of control here. You had people that heretofore were not involved in government. They were just, you know, had been, for the most part, passive. Maybe they thought, well, they're, you know, government's too big. I can't do anything about it. And the Tea Party organized, and it galvanized Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, to say, hey, maybe I better do something about this, and I better say something, or else, you know, the country I'm turning over to my grandkids and my kids is going to be a lot less than what I inherited.
That's exactly right. Now, we were loud and we expressed our voices, but we knew there's a time and a place to do everything. So when the time was right, we would express ourselves. And then when the time was right, when it was right to protest, we would express ourselves. When it was right to roll up our sleeves and get active in elections, then that's what we did. But also, one other thing we did when the time was right, we cleaned up after ourselves to make sure that the grounds that we were leaving.
I was going to say, this is a thing that people forget about, is that, you know, Tea Party, every time they had a rally and everything like that, that was one of the things that the local police and, you know, the local principality said, is that they clean up after themselves versus Antifa and these other people. They come in, they bring these tent cities, and it is a disaster. And these cities like New York, I remember, you know, it cost them millions of dollars to clean the mess up left by these leftist activists.
That's exactly right. And the leftists, so they're destroying property. They leave a mess after themselves. They want mob rule. Basically, whatever they want is the way that it should be. And if you disagree with them, then they'll disparage you, call your names, mock you, malign you, or they will flat out begin to destroy your property or engage in violence. We saw that as they rushed the Supreme Court steps and were banging on the doors of the Supreme Court. When we protested on the Supreme Court, we were not even allowed to stand on the stair.
Yeah.
I could be there with a member of Congress, and the police from the Supreme Court were telling us not to be on the stairs.
Right.
So it just choose separate sets of rules, and the fact is the left is playing by their own playbook. They're making up the rules as they go along.
Jenny Beth, if those that are to control and be mindful of law and order are not holding to the rules, I mean, you know, to your point, you know, not getting on the steps for the Tea Party, you had one woman, she was up on top of a statue right there, you know, this kind of thing. And this is the sentiment that is very dangerous, where there is an allowance and accommodation for this kind of expression, because they feel validated, like it's okay to do this. And so, hey, we'll just keep upping the ante until, as Rand Paul says, somebody gets killed here.
Yeah, and that's not what we want to see happen. And it's very, very scary. And Hillary Clinton's language yesterday, or that was reported yesterday, about how that it's not the time for Democrats to be civil. It's They are using dangerous language right now, especially when emotions are so high. And when you're a leader in, and you know that your side is that upset emotionally, you have a responsibility to do what you can to funnel that energy into something that is productive, not something that is destructive. And well, if they won't do it, I think the only choice we have is to make sure that we do it when we vote at the ballot box, to make sure they understand we're not going to put up with this. We don't approve.
Well, and what I was saying earlier, in fact, we heard a soundbite from Nancy Pelosi that was very revealing. It spelled out the strategy of what they do, the wrap-up smear. She, you know, talks about how they merchandise a lie and they get the media to report on it. And when they get all these different, you know, complicit, well-behaving mediaites to, you know, to report on a lie, it gives validation, and all the public here is this. And meanwhile, like you know, like Harry Reid smirked after lying about Mitt Romney. You know, he said, "Well, he didn't get elected president,
right.
Did he?"
Exactly. It just. I'm just shocked at the complete and total contrast between their mob rule behavior and the kind of behavior that we've engaged in. And I'm also shocked that mainstream media now is trying to somehow say that what we're seeing from the left is not mob rule. As if everything that we saw happen over the last 2 weeks were people acting completely unruly inside the halls of Congress, inside a Senate procedures, not just hearings, but inside the Senate chamber. It's horrifying what we're watching happen, and I'm very concerned that if we don't stand up and say enough is enough, we're not going to put up with this, we do not approve of this, vote differently, and continue to stand for what we believe in, the mob rule will overcome all of us.
Well, here, and look at what they did to Senator Collins even before her vote. They had threatened. They said, "We got millions of dollars here waiting to come against you if you vote incorrectly." You know, and to her credit and her courage, she stayed true to her conscience and her convictions. This is the kind of stuff that's out there, ladies and gentlemen. And I say, you know, Jenny Beth, this isn't a Republican or Democratic thing. This is about the very tenets, the soul of our U.S. Constitution, the American dream that many of us have fought and defended this country for. And this is all on the ballot box right now. And the Democrats are willing to blow everything up in order to get their way. This is total anarchy. This is what it's coming down to. But if people of good sense and good conscience, patriots, do not stand up against this, we're going to be in a lot of trouble here, Jenny Beth.
We sure are. But I think that those of us who love our country will prevent that from happening.
Okay, where can they go? More information.
TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're visiting with Coach Rich Donnelly. His book, The Chicken Runs at Midnight, A Daughter's Message from Heaven That Changed a Father's Heart and Won a World Series.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is James Hurston. Yes, the infamous James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I figure after the confirmation, I had to go out and have a beer with the boys. And, of course, they wanted to throw ice on people and, talk about flatulence. I guess all in celebration. Why not?
Really, America is playing drinking games, throwing ice. It's great.
Yeah, why not?
But the truth is, this was a victory for due process. Mm-hmm. This was a victory for, really, the Constitution, of course. And it was a time where we actually saw the Republican Party unify together with Trump. It was the never-Trumpers, the establishment, and the pro-Trump faction all working together. And there's a lesson there.
Yeah,
because that's a very powerful force, and when there's a unity on the right, and maybe, just maybe, some of the never-Trumpers are going to be sometimes Trumpers.
Yes.
Because Brett Stevens in the New York Times, well-known, adamant, maybe next to Bill Kristol, one of the neverest never-Trumpers, said in a piece that he had to admit that he was glad that Trump was the president through this Kavanaugh hearing debacle, because he admitted that there would never be a Republican politician who would have stuck with their nominee the way
Kavanaugh.
Trump did.
Exactly.
And Trump's manner of punching back, well, this time it was a powerful weapon. And he described Trump as like this tool, this hammer. that the GOP had in their arsenal. But that's the reason, the wisdom of the American people in saying, hey, we need an outsider, we need a non-politician in there, and lo and behold, this non-politician accomplishes things that politicians would never even considered. And in the midst of this week, you know, NAFTA, which had been repealed in essence by the president, is replaced with a new trade agreement that will bring manufacturing to the country and fulfills this amazing promise that Barack Obama and each of his elections promised scores of times that he would do that. And of course he never would. And the reason is because no politician would take the risk that Trump is willing to take because he's an outsider. Mm-hmm. So both of those things are, I'm hopeful that it won't just go away in the wake of the victory, that we can have continued unity. Because basically people are looking to someone like Mitch McConnell, for example.
He came out like a star in all this. But, you know, James, I want to go back for just a moment because I want people to really understand, as you said, this was quite an exposing moment for us to realize that clearly the difference between both parties. The Democrats did not care about rule of law and due process. That was real clear. And it was just as clear, crystal, that the Republicans were going to fight for the rule of law and willing to fall on their sword for it, including Susan Collins. I mean, what she did took a lot of courage, and you know, she's being threatened anywhere from $3-7 million worth of money was going to go against her if she went along with the Kavanaugh vote. And she said, well, that may be the case, but I had to do the right thing.
Yeah, no, I you know, there's a very good example with Susan Collins. I mean, here's a person who's known as a moderate and who the left targeted. As you pointed out, they set up a PAC. They are going to continue to target her, by the way. But what they thought, that if they targeted her with the most extreme part of the left, that the social media bots and the people that send her text, and that they would have death threats, they would threaten her vocation, they would threaten her family, threaten her life. They did all those things, and they had their goal was to intimidate her. But instead, they did not realize that Susan Collins didn't get to be a senator without knowing how to fight. And that really upset her and emboldened her. She was fighting back at the extreme left as much as she was standing up for Kavanaugh, which is, of course, part of this calculus, part of the fight, part of what the Republicans had to do.
Well, she wasn't going to put up with the bullying, James. I mean, this was out and out blatant bullying. And maybe what's happened a little bit here, you know, as you realize the GOP coming together and realizing, oh, my goodness, I do have a backbone, is that I think this is the Trump effect. What do you think?
No, there's no question about it that, you know, Trump has shown, I mean, that he can go over the media in a way that Ronald Reagan only dreamed of. You know, the perfect example was when Trump did, and it was a turning point, when Trump made that speech at a rally where he essentially, in Trump style, pointed out all of the flaws in Christine Blasey Ford's testimony. Mm-hmm. And he did it in an entertaining manner. He did it almost like his own little Saturday night.
I know it was. I thought this was a Saturday night. This is an SNL skit. Yeah, exactly.
You know, he did different voices and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really quite brilliant. Mm-hmm. Immediately, the press jumped all over him and claimed he was mocking her. But he wasn't mocking her. He was pointing out facts.
Yes.
And what he did was he got the word out that the mainstream media would not do. And I think it helped turn the tide. And it gave some breathing room for people like Susan Collins and Joe Manchin. And so,
Flake,
and even Jeff Flake. That's right. And then so we've had these leaders emerge that we never expected. People from the establishment like Mitch McConnell and Charles Grassley and Lindsey Graham.
And yeah, Lindsey Graham. Wow. He found his soul along the way, did he not?
He certainly did. And the National Review staff, the whole bunch of them, the whole Never Trumper groups of National Review, when they saw what was happening to Kavanaugh, they rallied. And then, of course, the Bushies, including former President George W. Bush, he got on the phone and called senators for his former staff secretary, Brett Kavanaugh. So this part of the unity came from the personality of Brett Kavanaugh, this person that had served in the Bush White House, that had served admirably on the second most powerful court for 12 years, and that had led an exemplary life, and it happens to be someone that is a human being that, you know, enjoys being with his friends and having a beer and writing about it in his high school yearbook.
Exactly.
We got to remember, we already have prominent Democrats saying that if they take over the House, they want to launch an investigation on Kavanaugh and impeach him. So if we think this battle is over, we're wrong. If we think that we can be complacent, we're wrong.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
We have to work the phone banks. We have to walk the streets. We have to get our friends and family to vote. We got to have a record turnout to beat this, and we have to describe it. The Democrats are wealthy. Mm-hmm. They have the money. They have an incredible amount of money. The major globalist billionaires in this world, like George Soros, are all on the left, and they're funding these various groups. In California, a stalwart member of the House, Dana Rohrabacher, mm-hmm. is actually in trouble to some extent in an easy win district because so much outside money is pouring right. in to the district. And they have one of these fake candidates, which you see all over, who pretends to be conservative and run as a Democrat. And, of course, they're going to vote with Nancy Pelosi. So people have to be aware that the battle line has been drawn. And, we don't know which way the wave's going to go until Election Day, but we got to make it a red wave.
No, without a doubt. And that's, conservatives realized if they didn't after the last 2 weeks is that the war is on. And as Mitch McConnell said, you can be thankful for the Democrats for creating all this havoc because it has waken up, the right and to where they realize that, look, you've got to come out. And that enthusiasm gap is neck and neck right now, as they might say. It is within the margin of error. But of course, they had a big margin of error when it came to Donald Trump in 2016. So God only knows if they're measuring it with any kind of legitimacy.
Yeah, no, exactly. And look, it's the Democrats, where they're fighting on every front and they're raging. There's no question they're raging. And actually, the thing that made them lose this battle with the public was the fact that they overplay their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Yes.
And I had said to you, I think it was either a week or a couple of weeks ago, that one of the MVPs that's going to push Kavanaugh into the confirmation is Michael Avenatti.
Yes, right. No, that was your call. You're exactly right.
Democrats are saying that now. Mm-hmm. Actually, there was some Democrats trying to, they said, is it possible? I think they had their tongue in their cheek. That Michael Avenatti is a double agent, that he really works for the Republicans, because when he brought those ridiculous allegation of drugging a gang rape,
it took a lot of wind out of Dr. Ford's sails, that's for sure.
It took wind out of all the Democrats' sails, and Dianne Feinstein very stupidly actually cited that Julie Swetnick in one of her speeches during committee hearings, that they should have ignored that, but their megaphone mainstream media wouldn't let it be ignored because they had Avenatti on every hour and they had Julie Swetnick, MSNBC, interviewed her, and her whole story fell apart.
Yeah, there they go. And, well, we're thankful that the Democrats, like the Republicans, can all be ADD.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Other
Cornerstone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we...